Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, first thing Monday morning at 6:12. Good morning. Murphy, the morning show dog, is back.
Indeed.
He's a little frisky today.
He came in for a visit.
Okay, that's good. It's always good to have him around.
Well, Keith O'Rama, he'll be away a little bit today, so.
That would be hubby Keith doesn't want to watch the dog, or he can't today.
No, he can't today.
He can't.
He's very busy and important today.
Okay. Here on the morning show are never busy and never important.
No, it's very true. We have all the time in the world to like do whatever we want, so it's fine.
Exactly.
So, bring the dog to work. Everybody gets to pet him. He did just like elbow me in the knee.
Yes.
With his face.
He almost cracked me in the knee, and that could have been a very bad thing.
No. You do have
a doctor repairing it tomorrow.
Yes, a little repairman on the knee tomorrow morning, so we're going to avoid that.
Yeah, please don't hit me in the knee. What we have done over the past few weeks here, friends, is we've installed a baby gate in the studio door.
Yes, we have.
Because Murphy's getting bigger and friskier. And it's not that the people here don't appreciate his behavior. It's just that we don't want to see him accidentally kill Mark Lawrence.
Mark is low
to the ground, and if that dog hammers into him, he may be killed instantly on impact.
You act like he is some sort of monster. He's actually
not a monster.
Very well behaved.
He's no Godzilla, but he's no, he's just a frisky dog.
Well, he's a puppy. I mean, puppies are frisky. That's what happens.
He's a big puppy. This
Indeed.
Is the deal.
Yes, he is.
Weekend review. It was a great weekend. I did some traveling. I did some wine country. I did all kinds of fun like that. And yesterday, I spent the afternoon with your family and friends.
Yes, you did indeed. And it
was
lovely.
Interesting.
At the Nickel Plate in Elysburg.
Raising some money so kids could go study abroad and all that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the Elysburg Rotary Club. It was super nice.
Mm-hmm. That was cool. So that was basically my weekend. Now I prep myself for surgery number 2 in 2019.
But you'll be back right away. It's an in and out.
Here's something interesting.
Yeah.
I have to go to physical therapy today.
It's like, yes.
Why the hell do you have to go to physical therapy before they operate? I mean, I know what hurts. You don't have to show me.
They have to establish a baseline.
Yeah, that's what they said. It's like, they have to they have to establish insurance money. That's what they
No,
have to
they
establish.
Don't. They have to establish a baseline.
Here, lady, I'll give you my baseline. Ouch, ouch, and oh my God, ouch. There's my baseline.
Interestingly enough, I feel like you're going to feel better post-surgery
because
of all the junk that's floating around in that kneecap of yours.
Exactly. That's pretty much what they said. They said you will actually feel with pain and discomfort, post-surgical pain and discomfort, you'll still feel better than you feel every day walking.
Yes.
I said, yes, indeed.
You'll have some swelling initially.
Which I do now. Look at that.
No, you do actually.
It's twice the size of the other one.
It is actually.
You're a little puffy.
Well, anyway. Maybe this is a life lesson, kids, that we don't wait forever to get our parts fixed that are broken.
Yes, I've learned it. So you kids out there learn it too. I actually tore my meniscus in my ACL last spring.
I was going to say about
just over a year. So that
we just let it go and...
Yeah.
Let it keep hurting.
Limited my soccer refereeing, so now I have to go get everything fixed. So, and I may or may not be here on Wednesday, depending on...
I think you'll be here. You're such a trooper.
I know, but they haven't even given my surgical time yet.
That's puzzling. Interesting. That is puzzling.
So what if they call me this afternoon and say, yes, be here at 7 a.m.? I got this problem. It's called a morning show.
No,
How about if we just send Murphy over at 7 a.m. and you tend to him?
No, Murphy will be here to cover for you tomorrow, so it's fine.
Murphy and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. With late night TV, the NBA finals are going on and Kimmel's talking about betting. Okay, maybe he's not talking about betting. Hang on a minute. Little technical difficulty. Kimmel's talking about betting.
The mayors of the cities of Oakland and Toronto made a bet on the series, and here's how it'll go. If the Warriors lose, the mayor of Oakland sends over a gross of Rice-A-Roni. If Toronto loses, they're sending a case of off-brand thyroid medicine. So,
94KX, driving it home. Third shifters with one headlight. Bob Dylan's Kid Jacob and the Wallflowers in the 90s. News coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. Do you have what you need this morning to get started, not only on a Monday morning, But in a new month and a new week, 2,000 Americans were polled on the top five things they need first thing in the morning. Here they are. You guys ready?
Let's hear them.
Okay. Maybe it's just the simplest thing. Number one on the list, a cup of coffee.
Okay. Well, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I got one right here today.
And your lemon water.
I got my lemon water and my coffee, so I felt good about that. Here's number two, which I thought would be number one, waking up after getting enough sleep.
Most people don't get enough sleep.
I know, but 5 or 6 hours is what the average morning person probably gets.
Most likely.
But if it's a solid 5 or 6, you feel good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I felt good getting up today. I'm like, wow. Number three is where I'm at.
Oh, boy.
I don't know about you guys. A morning shower.
I used to do that, but...
you guys changing around, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends on the day. It depends on what I'm doing.
My wife actually converted me from showering in the morning to showering in the evening.
Okay.
And I actually like that better because of my early wake-up call. Yeah.
Historically, I was always a morning showerer.
Exactly. Yeah.
I am.
That's but now, see, it's kind of like... it depends if I'm going to the gym... because I basically shower after working out or working with the horses.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, you can't take more than one shower a day? What are you trying to say?
That's too much, and it'll ruin my hair.
Okay.
You know what? I understand that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
that,
Matthew.
You got to take care of the hair.
Thank you, Matthew.
I don't understand it at all. But anyway, I do morning shower because of all my broken parts, all the arthritis.
Soon to be fixed,
yes,
broken parts.
That's true.
Stand under the hot water for a long time. Number four, and we might like this one, listening to music is important first thing in the morning. On the radio, in your car, or your device. Yes, very good. Listen to the radio.
Except I go sports radio,
please
but
listen.
Yeah.
Oh, please listen.
Don't say that on a music radio station.
I'm sorry.
Jeez, Matt.
I listen to WKOK. Does that help?
What are you trying to do?
Okay, you can listen to WKOK.
Yeah,
okay.
I listen to CBS on WKOK.
There you
so we're
go.
Good.
Number five, eating a light breakfast. Nothing too heavy, just a light breakfast.
The smoothie.
That's liquid breakfast, man.
That's the smoothie, though. It's light. Okay. It doesn't weigh you down. It gives you energy, but doesn't make you feel like, oh, my God.
All right. I had a bagel with a little cream cheese on it.
Oh, that's a good breakfast.
There you go.
Okay.
4 a.m. There you go. So there's the top five things that the average American needs first thing in the morning. And we're there on at least 4 of them, right?
I was going to say 4 out of 5.
I think so.
Not too bad.
5 out of 5 for this guy.
There you go.
I smell good today. You want to sniff me?
Kind of.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:46. Plagiarism. It's just harder and harder to do nowadays. Back in my day, you could kidnap something out of the Dewey Decimal System in the library. But now, nowadays, with copy and paste and all of social media, you just can't get away with it.
Also, there are also literally online search engines that a professor can put an entire paper into to pull out where you got everything from.
Exactly. So therefore, you know, you're talking about a professor, a principal.
Uh-oh.
A principal plagiarized a graduation speech in Virginia.
What?
Was immediately caught by a student who happens to be a fan of Ashton Kutcher, who originally did the speech at one of those award shows, the Teen Choice Awards, back in 2013. Listen to this.
I believe that opportunity looks a lot like hard work. When I was a kid growing up...
When I was 13, I had my first job with my dad carrying shingles up to the roof.
Company carrying shingles up and down a ladder to a roof.
And I've never had a job in my life...
In my life.
...that I was better than.
That I was better than.
I was always lucky to have a job.
To just have a job.
And every job I had was a stepping stone to my next job. And I never quit my job.
And I never quit
until
my
had
job.
My next
what?
Job. Until I had my
what?
And so opportunities...
Paraphrase, dude.
...for me look like hard work.
Okay, dude, that wasn't hard work because you stole your speech.
My.
You're a principal.
Goodness.
A high school principal, and you stole your speech from Ashton
shame.
Kutcher.
Shame, 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 shame. Oh, I have no sympathy for this person.
Me either. Like you said, he didn't even try to paraphrase. It was word for word.
Here's the thing about graduation speeches, in all honesty. They are all quite similar, right? We want to uplift, inspire, talk about hard work, dedication. Yes.
Yeah, all that
so
stuff.
What Ashton Kutcher said at the awards show could very easily be applied to a graduation speech. if you're going to steal something, at least be like a little sneaky about it.
Not that guy.
That was word for word, even with the same like enunciation.
Yeah, and the same inflections and the same tone in his voice.
Murphy's disgusted.
Yeah, he looks a little disgusted. I think, I don't know. We haven't seen Ashton Kutcher in a while. Maybe he could be a high school principal. I'm pretty sure he can now.
Maybe
after
he
that.
Should be a high school principal.
There it is. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. 7 o'clock news on the way next. A check on sports and a beautiful AccuWeather forecast over the weekend. We rolled into a new month. Yesterday was, Saturday actually was June 1st. We continue with the week of Laura, who is incredibly sobered today.
Well, of course.
I thought you were going to be bombed all week.
I know, that's what I thought,
too.
Just
be on a bender for the whole week of Laura. It's little moments here and there.
Little moments here and
there. Yes, little moments. So, you know, on Saturday night we had a moment.
Okay.
Sunday afternoon we had a moment.
At the Nickel Plate? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a fundraiser.
It was an excellent fundraiser.
It was the 190th birthday of Yingling.
Happy birthday, Yingling.
How about that?
How about that?
There were free glasses. It was lovely.
Not a bad birthday to have with.
There you go.
But again,
it's a week of Yingling.
Right? 190. But again, though, it's just tiny moments throughout the week. Today, for example.
Okay.
I will probably be spending some time with my ponies.
Okay.
There will be a fun little moment there, which will not involve any type of beverage.
I was going to say, are the ponies going to have some Yingling? Or?
Actually, my horses do love beer.
Only the Clydesdales.
Only your horses would drink beer.
Anyway, so we did roll into June. June is Adopt a Shelter Cat Month. All right. Cat lovers.
Awesome.
It is...
cue the cat.
The cat was cued late there. It is National Dairy Month. Here's a good one. National Fireworks Safety Month. Get you ready not to blow your fingers off in July.
Let's try not to do that.
Don't pull a Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, boy.
Don't do that. here's one that fascinated me.
Okay.
National Accordion Awareness Month.
Listen,
don't you know somebody who plays the accordion?
My cousin Nicholas is fantastic.
Really?
Call him. Get him in here.
That's awesome.
I can if you want me.
Yeah. I want some accordion.
That'd be epic.
He should be. Oh, no, he's. Yeah, no, he should be. He's home in Camp Hill unless he's out. He is a thespian, so he's very busy. Seriously, he acts professionally, so we'll have to see. I could call him. Sometimes my Uncle Jeff listens in the morning.
For the guys listening at the. At the fire company right now, having breakfast.
What? What did I say?
Explain what a thespian is to those guys.
Did I say thespian?
Yes.
Oh, an actor?
Yes, he is an actor.
But I actually know what that means.
Well, so do I.
Yeah.
Again, there's guys at the fire company going, what does that have to do with playing the accordion?
That's
don't
true.
You diminish the vocabulary skills of anyone at a fire company.
Well, they're wondering about other things.
They're not wondering about anything. Maybe they love thespians.
Maybe
and
they...
Shakespeare.
Let's just move on. All right. Let's get the accordion guy in here. I don't care what he is.
Okay,
yes,
the accordion guy has a name. His name is Nick.
Okay,
Nicholas,
let's get him in here.
And he's lovely.
Let's get him in here. It's International Men's Month, International People Skills Month. June is Perennial Gardening Month, National Candy Month, yum, National Iced Tea Month. Ooh.
What kind of iced tea? At Long Island? A Long Island?
Only with your horses this afternoon.
Right.
A National Rose Month, National Seafood Month, National Soul Food Month, National Steakhouse Month. You ready, Matt?
Oh, I'm ready for that
National
one.
National Steakhouse
Definitely.
Month.
Definitely.
Okay. This is a lot of, like, it's, national month. Yeah. This is all
I know,
June?
This is a lot.
It's Potty Training Awareness Month. Murphy, get over here.
That's awesome.
He is quite potty trained.
Yeah, he is. Check the driveway. It is Prevent Cancer from the Sun Month. It's Turkey Lovers Month.
Shouldn't that be November?
Yeah, we've got too many conflicting meat months here.
Steak and turkey.
It should just be steak and that's it, you know?
All right. Today is National Leave the Office Early Day.
Oh, cool. So 9:01, we're done, right?
Exactly. Thank you, Joe. 53 degrees now in our backyard, high atop Blue Hill, where it just keeps getting lighter earlier, and we like that, don't we?
We
love
do.
It. Oh, my goodness.
Very much so.
I'm going to be so sad when June 21st hits, honestly, seriously. Because
it is kind of a mixed feeling, because it's still light, but...
Well, and it's like the official summer equinox, right? But I know that every day we lose a minute of daylight.
Exactly.
Let's not be sad.
Now let's be happy.
Yes.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
And we're driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Always worth the drive to Route 45 on this Monday.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Monday morning. We love our pets. Murphy, the morning show dog, is back in the studio. I don't want to make light of this situation, but a couple, guess where? Where are they from? Where is this couple from?
Florida.
Of course they are. A couple in Florida arrested over the weekend for leaving a pig in their car at a mall.
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Except it's too hot in Florida right now to be leaving your pets in the cars.
Exactly. You can't do that with your dog or your cat or or your pig.
The pig has no water, has no food, and he's freaking out. At this point, an hour since I made the video, this pig has been in here and he's foaming at the mouth. When he foamed at that mouth, I was freaking out. He was shaking, and that's when I turned to the cop and said, can you please break the window? They broke the window, got the pig in the back seat of the cop car. Luckily, we had water, so we sprayed that water all along the pig. He finally was responding to us. I was so happy because this pig is so cute and adorable. So it was just very gratifying knowing that I was able to save a life because it was going to die.
And I applaud this woman.
Me too.
But the idea that there was a pig in the car. I mean, first of all, you have a pig?
It was probably a pot-bellied pig.
Right.
Which are our pets. And here's the thing. They're incredibly intelligent.
Yeah.
Able to be litter trained to keep in your home.
Right.
And interestingly enough, are quite heat sensitive.
Well, this is what I was thinking. If you're dumb enough to leave your dog in the car at the mall with the windows closed, you must be really, really dumb to leave a pig.
That's
in
awful.
A car
I've
at the
actually,
mall.
And let me finish my whole phrase. I have actually left my dogs in the car in the summer. However, the car has been on with the air conditioning at full blast.
Right.
And then I've put a sign on the dashboard. Like,
I'll be right back.
I'll be right back. The air conditioning is on. And then, like, you can clearly see that because I want people to know I'm not just letting them in the car.
Okay. But a pig.
I feel so bad for the pig. Thank goodness that somebody saved them.
Yes. All right, we're just going to leave it at that. But I have this, like, joke brewing in my head. So I'm in the back seat of a car with a pig.
Tell me about your other Wednesday night.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, with some late-night TV.
About 32 million Americans, that's 1 in 10, have at least one medical device implanted in their bodies. That's right. All these years, we've been waiting anxiously for the robot apocalypse, and it turns out the robot apocalypse was inside us.
You ready? 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, Monday morning. That'll get you dancing around the kitchen because one of the top five essential things we need first thing in the morning, music. I think it came in at number four. We talked about it earlier this morning. Birthday buddies on the way, celebrity musical birthdays. Canadian pop genius Dan Hill is 65 years old today. Sometimes when we touch, the honesty is too much. All right, Dan, go away.
Sometimes when we touch.
Here's another one. Susie Quattro is 69 years old. She had a hit in the 70s called Stumbling In. She was also Leather Tuscadero in Happy Days. Denise Williams.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Denise Williams is 69 years old. Let's hear it for the boy.
Let's hear it for the boy.
There you go. Yep. And she also.
Give boy hey.
She also sang the theme to Family Ties. I didn't know that. Well, what do you know?
Maybe he's no radio.
Anybody else? No other musical birthdays except for a bunch of dead people. So we just have to.
For the buddies.
Is this going to go on much longer? Because
it's Tom and Laura's buddies.
Every weekday on the radio, we announce your names. You know, whoa. Let's hear it for buddies.
All right, that, you kind of revived yourself a
little
bit.
Thank you. That was pretty good.
That was.
It was a nice rebound. It
Thank
is
you.
Time. I think it is time.
For Tom and Laura's
Birthday buddies!
There are so many today. I'm trying. Like, it's such the list. It really is like.
Well, then why don't you just do it and I'll just stand here.
Okay, Matt and I can do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Matt.
Okay. Arlene Murray, 68 today. Happy birthday.
A very happy birthday to Jennifer Parsons from Sunbury, 45.
Athena Burkheiser is 45. Happy birthday.
Oh, look, I got a list. Robert Wary is 47 today. Happy birthday, Bob.
Jordan Klinger is 25 today.
Barbara Denon from Danville is 54. Happy birthday.
Did you just say Robin Klinger?
I said Jordan Klinger.
Okay, Robin Klinger from Northumberland is 69 today.
Justice Manbeck from Port Royal is 26.
Ben Ritter from Port Trevorden is 43. Happy birthday.
Thomas Hood is 51. I know his brother Robin.
Aw. Carrie Shirk is 64 today.
Cindy Miller from Watsontown is 49. Happy birthday.
It's kind of a Robin Hood joke there.
I know, I got it.
Tina Swihart from New Columbia is 44 today.
Mimi Hahn from Lewisburg is 67.
Cody Bordner from Sunbury is 26. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Treg Mole from Sunbury. He's 52.
Happy birthday to Norm Gessner, who is 63 today.
Dylan Browse from Freeburg is 27. Happy birthday.
Virginia Larson from Coltmont is 32 today.
A very happy 60th birthday to Dolly Griffin, messaged in on the 94KX Facebook page. That's love from Amanda, John, and Zach.
And I got two more. Jeff Kitchens from Sunbury is 32, and Jennifer Parsons from Sunbury is 45. Happy birthday.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them, so if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always make like Amanda did, message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can text us at 49330, or you can call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, let's hear it for buddies.
Tom and Laura's birthday buddies.
On 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Working our way toward Movie Mike with the entertainment news coming up. You're on your way to work, perhaps. When you get there, don't be boring. We're never boring here.
Definitely not.
Here are the four things that make you boring. Number one, never having an opinion or never taking a stance. That's pretty interesting.
Huh.
That would make you boring?
You and I have difficulty with that one, Tom.
Yes, we do. Number two, not having a sense of humor. Yes.
We also have difficulty with that.
No, we don't.
I'm being sarcastic.
We're over the top funny.
A little bit. Sometimes too much.
Yeah, sometimes too much. Number three, doing the same thing all the time. Now, routine is important in life, but if you do the same thing constantly, you're going to be looked at as being boring. And finally, number four, having unbalanced conversations. In other words, talking too much or not talking enough.
Okay.
I could see both, yeah.
Yeah.
We get paid to talk too much.
We do.
So there it is.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, for current features and showtimes, please visit their website, campustheater.org. It's now official. Robert Pattinson is your new Batman. Warner Brothers has confirmed recent rumors that he'll star in the upcoming movie, The Batman, which is thankfully not going to be another origin story. Director Matt Reeves, who stepped in after Ben Affleck left, calls it a defining and very personal story about Batman, if that means anything to you. It is due out in June of 2021. Affleck was originally supposed to both direct and star in the movie, but he decided to leave. So Robert Pattinson... Or maybe we should call him Battinson.
Battinson.
As they call him,
like
call him online.
Battinson, I like that a lot.
Very good.
It's kind of the nickname he's got online for that.
Okay.
James Holzhauer is still in the midst of his historic run on Jeopardy, and he's already parting with some of his cash. Last week, he donated $10,000 to Communities in Schools, an organization working to help kids stay in school. The nonprofit focuses on things like mental health issues, tutoring, and providing nutritional lunches. Holzhauer also donated $10,000 to another education charity last month, and he has reportedly made donations to the Ronald McDonald House and the Las Vegas Natural History Museum.
Way to go.
Yeah, seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
He has won over $2 million over the course of 32 Jeopardy episodes, and he's averaging nearly $80,000 per episode. That means he's very close to overtaking Ken Jennings' regular season winnings record. He's only a little under $59,000 away, so there's a good chance he'll do it tonight.
Ooh.
Ken made his bank over 74 games, but James' infamous big bets have helped him catch up in half the time, and my family has been riveted to Jeopardy every night watching this
guy. Yeah, too.
Absolutely,
yeah,
100%.
Yeah, he's incredible. And looking at the box office, Godzilla King of the Monsters won it this weekend, but its $49 million opening was down from early estimates of $60 to $65 million. Hmm. The previous Godzilla movie opened with $93.2 million in 2014, so this one really not doing quite as well. Aladdin continues to go strong. It was second with another $42.3 million. The Elton John biopic Rocket Man opened nicely in third place with $25 million. Ma opened in fourth place with $18.3 million. Not bad for a flick that cost $5 million to make.
Yes.
And John Wick Chapter 3 rounds out the top five with $11.1 million.
Godzilla versus the Rocket Man.
Yes. And, you know, Rocket Man cost a reported $40 million to make, so it's going to do just fine. Yeah. The Godzilla thing, I'm sure, costs like at least $150 million, so they might be in a little trouble on that one.
There you go.
I have to tell you, Mike, I saw Booksmart.
Yes, I'm so happy.
It was fantastic.
Isn't it great?
And there are so many quotable lines that cannot be repeated on the radio.
There you go.
Yes, yes. That is very, very true.
It was great.
News is on the way next. I have to say we're going to nickname Mike's youngest son Godzilla, because he's gone through three pairs of headphones and an iPhone. And Mike, you never broke stride, Dad. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's because Chuchi's got him right on over here.
Oh, you're going to be his Chuchi, are you?
I'm everybody's Chuchi.
Oh.
I'm a good Chuchi.
Yeah, you are. There you go. Thanks for bringing the family, Mike.
Hey, happy to do it.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Should you stay at home or should you go to the Bloom Fairgrounds the weekend of June 15th for the Bloomsburg Summer Nationals? I think you should go.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
If you would love to instantly win a family four-pack to the Bloomsburg Nationals right now, be caller number four on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We have another winner.
94KX, this is caller four on the Ford Fun Line.
Yay!
Who's this?
Mandy.
Hi, Mandy. Where are you calling from?
Salem Grove.
All right. You on your way to work, Mandy?
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. You are on your way to the Bloomsburg Fairgrounds the weekend of the 15th. That's next weekend for the Bloomsburg Summer Nationals.
Awesome.
Woo-hoo. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Thank you for listening on the way to work. I guarantee you, we are not distracting, and you will not drive off the road. You will be fine.
You can guarantee that?
Yes, because a new study says heavy metal music is the most distracting music to drive by.
That's my hubby's favorite.
I know. I thought of Keith right away, and I was like, all right, we're driving to work. A little Slipknot here. And there you go. Off to work you go. All right. So
I mean, it'll certainly get you pumped up for the Monday.
It should, at least.
It should, but it also is distracting. So is it okay for us to say Tom and Laura in the morning is the least distracting as you drive to work? We can't scientifically prove that, but
that depends on the content.
Touche. Touche, Matt the News Guy. Touche.
What are you trying to say about the grumpy old guy, Uncle Tommy Tom? Now, no, what are you trying to say?
That's not just grumpy guy, Uncle Tommy Tom. It's okay, many it different varieties.
On occasion, my awful singing.
Or it could be myself, too.
Fair enough.
I don't know. He does a good Elvis, though.
He does a great Elvis.
Thank you very much.
There it is. It's amazing.
So, if advertising campaigns could stretch the truth, we can too. I'm going to officially say now, 4 out of 5 doctors recommend you listen to Tom and Laura in the morning for a soothing experience on the way to work.
Got to listen to your doctor.
4 out of 5 medical professionals.
There you go.
I like it.
I like it. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I want you to want me.
Oh, that's Cheap Trick, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Cheap Trick is coming to the Bloomsburg Fair.
No way.
September 24th, and we're going to have your tickets.
Cool deal. That's awesome.
Everybody always just, I want you to want me. I like Dream Police.
Me too.
That's
actually
a cool song.
Cheap Trick has some great songs.
Remember Surrender, Surrender.
Do I need to bring some up on my computer again?
No, I think
you could sing along.
I bet
intern Jordan knows some Cheap Trick.
I like Surrender. That one's probably my favorite.
Oh, there you go.
Cool. There it is. We'll have tickets for you, so you'll be listening every day starting today, and we'll make you a winner with 94KX.
May.
Yeah, it's gonna be out of here.
May.
Is that May or me?
It's me.
Oh, that's what I thought. It just doesn't sound
every
that way.
May, those viral little memes go around saying, but it's tomorrow, it's gonna be May.
And it's June now.
It
so
is
it's,
June.
It's gonna be June. Sean Carey's on the way next. Tom and Laura in the morning saying goodbye. Intern Jordan was singing along with that song. You knew the words of that song?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
I feel like every red-blooded American female over the age of 10 knows the words to that song.
That's true.
Are you a red-blooded female?
Yes.
I know you're over the age of 10.
So. Yes.
Okay, good. Good. Anyway, I just like when the intern sings along, but Sean Carey does not. It's kind of weird.
He's busy on his phone. He's preparing for his show.
For the big show.
For the big show.
He's a big boy.
He is.
There you go. Sean Carey's next. Try it Tuesday tomorrow with Tom and Laura. See you guys.
Happy Monday.
Bye.
Bye.